FM and DAB across Kent.
Online and on the move on your smartphone.
This is KMFM with the latest news for Kent at 1, Kieran Corr.
A man accused of murdering two people found dead at a house in Canterbury has appeared in court via video link. Nicola has the details for KMFM.
Well, 40-year-old Natasha Sadler and Simon Goretzky, who was 47, were discovered on Tuesday night following a suspected stabbing. Foster Christian is also accused of two counts of GBH. The 53-year-old from Dickens Avenue in the city has been remanded in custody and is due at Crown Court next Tuesday.
A teenager has been told he'll serve 9 years behind bars for stabbing a school pupil in Aberdeen. The 16-year-old denied murder but was convicted of culpable homicide last month. The trial heard Bailey Gwynn, who was also 16, was attacked at Colts Academy after a trivial row. Sky Scotland correspondent James Matthews was listening to the sentencing at the High Court in Edinburgh.
9 years behind bars plus 2 years supervision upon his release. So in total, the extended sentence, I suppose, would be 11 years, but he'll be in a prison for 9 years.
A lorry driver has been charged with causing serious injury by dangerous driving following a crash on the A2. A man suffered chest, leg and facial injuries when his car was involved in a collision with two lorries near Harbledown on the 19th of January. A 54-year-old from Lithuania has pleaded not guilty and is due back in court later this month. Police are investigating after someone reportedly tried to start a fire in a letterbox at a Kent court. Officers were called to reports of a suspicious incident at Maidstone Crown in Barker Road just before 8 this morning. Fire crews have also been at the scene but didn't carry out any action. Millions of people are getting a pay rise today as the National Living Wage is introduced. Employers must now pay people who are over 25 at least £7.20 an hour. Some businesses aren't happy, saying they'll have to cut jobs so they can afford the higher wages. But Chancellor George Osborne says it is affordable.
If you look at the forecast for the British economy, the Office for Budget Responsibility, they actually say 1 million jobs are going to be created. It's all part of an economic plan that backs working people.
A search is continuing for a man reported missing from Maidstone. 51-year-old John Chadwick was last seen at his home in Boxley Road on Wednesday afternoon and hasn't contacted any friends since last night. It's thought he may have travelled to central London. We've tweeted his picture via at KMFM News. Police have told KMFM they'll have measures in place to deal with rival demonstrations in Dover this weekend. Anti-racism activists are due to protest alongside far-right groups tomorrow, just over 2 months after they last marched through the town. Those demos saw violence erupt as the groups clashed, and more than 30 people have since been arrested. Neil Jerome is Kent's Assistant Chief Constable.
We're putting in place a comprehensive policing operation that will look to facilitate peaceful protests, but also making sure that if there are offences that take place, that they are dealt with.
The people wanting to build the £3.2 billion Paramount development in North Kent have delayed putting in a planning application. It had been due to be submitted to the government this summer, but is now not likely to be put in until the second quarter of 2017. This morning's agony aunt Denise Robertson has died aged 83. The ITV show confirmed she'd been suffering from pancreatic cancer and has described her death as such sad news. And a Kent teenager who's already raised £250,000 for research into cancer is setting off on yet another challenge today. John Joe Heumann is marking the 50th anniversary of England winning the Football World Cup by cycling and walking 450 miles from Germany to Wembley Stadium. The 14-year-old from Dartford was honoured by the Queen for his fundraising earlier this year.
KMFM Sport.
In football, the Gillingham managers told KMFM he still believes his side can win automatic promotion to the Championship. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Jack.
Well, the Gills, who face Coventry at Priestfield tomorrow, are fourth in League One with 8 games left this season. Boss Justin Enebra says he remains hopeful.
We can only affect what we're doing, and we've got 8 games, and if we do take our eye off it and we come unstuck in those and things around us go for us above or don't below, then we're going to be kicking ourselves. But I believe that we can still chase the top two down.
Kickoffs at 3 tomorrow afternoon. Elsewhere, Chelsea manager Goose Hiddink thinks too much has been made of captain John Terry's conversation with Roy Hodgson. The England boss admits they missed the defender, who retired from international football in 2012. It's not really clear whether Hodgson's ever considered tempting Terry to reverse that decision. And Arsenal manager Arsene Wenger reckons England should gamble on taking Jack Wilshere to Euro 2016. He's not played all season, but is back in full training now after recovering from a broken leg.
That's the latest. Next updates at 2.